Okay, snow science. This is complex stuff, and you're not going to learn it by reading, but we're just going to get some terms across and a couple ideas, and it'll make more sense during your field day. All of us professionals are snow nerds. We love looking at snow crystals. We love digging pits. We might get you there one day. How layers form. We can think of our snowpack as a cake with tons of different layers in it. So every time it snows, we have a new layer that forms in our snowpack. We want to be investigators and always keep our eye on what is happening on the surface before that snowstorm came in. Was there a crust, maybe surface hoar, or facets? We'll jump into all of these in detail in the next lesson. The strength of our new layer will depend on what type of snow crystals were on the surface before the storm, how much snow we received, and the temperature. Anytime a substantial storm comes in, let's say around 20 to 30 centimeters, we can expect to see a natural avalanche cycle. The new load simply has not had time to bond to itself or to the old snow surface. We like to give our storm cycles at least 48 hours to settle out before we start poking around back there and investigating how that new snow has bonded to our old surface. Enjoy a couple pow days at your local ski hill and then go and investigate in safe, simple terrain to start. In the photo above, we can see the light and dark layers. The light layers tell us that those snow crystals have air between them and therefore have not bonded very well. This is what we would call a weak layer. The darker layers tell us that they have less air between them and have formed stronger bonds between the snow crystals. How strong the bonds are directly depends on the type of snow crystals we're dealing with. Our snowpack is not a fan of any sort of rapid change. If it snowed 2 centimeters every day and stayed the same temperature all winter, our snowpack would be stoked and stronger than ever. Whenever we have a rapid change, we can expect our snowpack will need time to adjust. Examples are rapid temperature change, rapid loading, direct sun, and wind.